Blog Talk Radio.
The one and only Mr. Hot Time Black is online with this topic, and I appreciate it.
Man up.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
To tell it how I see it, because I've been on both sides of the coin.
Those who are checking the show, the Man Up Talk Show, as we try to build what we're doing in this movement. We got my brother, other brother here, Dow Harrington, and welcome to the show as another host, of course.
Man up. Now, I appreciate smart, but you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
When you meet people, you wanna know their knowledge. You wanna know their story. What's the backstory? What brought you to this dance? And if somebody can help you to achieve that, it would be just totally ignorant.
We are on deck. Wanna welcome everyone to the show. Listen to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, where I checked you out earlier. Once again, yours from Mr. Nass, and I wanna send a
special
I think all you men have nailed it, because the fact remains, we can't teach our younger men to become better men if we're being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites about what we're telling them to do.
Has been done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives them. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Hey, are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children. You're talking relationships. You're talking all kinds of things. And it blows my mind, man.
By an argument again. You act like a 10, so immature. I try to concentrate on the cure and keep looking at the front door, thinking if I were to evacuate, you'd probably be straighter than straight and wouldn't have so much hate. Cause you don't know the pain I feel when I see you smiling, and when I roll up you start wilding. So I front like everything's hunky-dory, but it's a whole different story. You don't like the fact that I'm me. I don't put on a show when it comes time for you to have company, and your friends don't understand your choice of man. They speak proper
My speech is from a garbage can, but regardless, you shouldn't have to be so raw. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. Baby, I'm looking
at the front door. What's going on? 2014, we are in the building, baby. Hello everybody. Busy, busy, busy new year. I guess it's a good thing when everybody's damn busy. Everybody's busy. Once again, I want to welcome everyone to the Man Up Talk Show. You know, we came back from our long vacation. We are back. A lot of our guys behind the scenes grinding in every way possible. Damn it. So let's spin this around the room. We got a couple people online ready to chop it up with us. So, Brother D, Happy New Year, brother. I know it was a late call, and we got listeners who want to check us out. You got me?
Happy New Year, Nas. Happy New Year, everybody. 2014, right. We're kicking in 2014. Also kicking in MLK weekend, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, 2014.
All right,
the Man
all right.
Up Show is back on the air. Of Mr. Spawn, miss you, brothers. It's
miss
just
too,
time
brother.
To go. Like I said, we're grinding on every level. We're trying to give you bigger and better programming coming from Shadow Worlds Radio, coming from the Man Up Talk Show. We all got our different things in the fire. So let's just get in it. I'm just glad to be back tonight. Let's go.
Hey, me too, man. Me too. Hey, listen, man. I first of all, I want to extend a big shout out. Believe it or not, I miss my dog, Eddie. What's going on, big dog?
Edward L. Family, everybody. Edward L. Family.
Hold on. What's up with that believe it or not? Why wouldn't they believe that? Man, I miss y'all too.
No,
what's up?
No, because we're having Hallmark moments. And so, you see, 2014, I'm learning to embrace my feelings.
Okay. That's what's up.
I'm trying to learn how to say what I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
instead of holding stuff in. I was told I hold things in too much. I gotta get out
that's
of here.
Don't do that. What's up, fellas?
What's going
man?
On, brother? What's going
Eddie.
On?
Eddie! Yo!
What's up, baby?
What's good, man?
Topic goes down, man. You know, audience, please forgive us. This is the first time three of us got to act a fool in a while, so y'all just going to have to sit and just, you know, just deal with that for a little bit, but it's all good.
Yeah, most definitely.
2014, let's get it on.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, listen, as we get into the show, let's get into the show right now. Before we bring on the other cold guest hosts that we got online, Brother Eddie, man, I see you are on your grind even more now than before. I've been following you. I'm like, okay, I haven't had a chance to chop it up because I'm in a new position, my job and stuff. But you want to tell some of the listeners what's going on in the life of Edward L. Fairley?
I'm busy. I'm busy. 2014 is a year. Of excellence for me.
Awesome.
That means
awesome.
Every single day I'm pursuing excellence. I will never be excellent, but every day I will pursue excellence. From the year 2014 and beyond. Tomorrow I have a big speaking engagement in Maryland, which will be live.
Yeah.
It'll be streaming
wow.
live. Online.
Wow.
I'm getting real close to the finishing product of my board game, my second book. I'm currently looking for a publisher. I'm about to start working on the third book. It's go time, man. That's all I can say, man.
Wow.
It's go time.
I love that, brother. You it's, now for the listeners who are checking out the, you know, can you tell the listeners where they stream to check out the live broadcast? Do you have the information available for the listeners?
I will be speaking. It's a super conference in Maryland. If you're in the Maryland area, it's at Prince George's Community College. That's where it's at. But starting today, they're having a super conference. They're live streaming right now. And it's thousands of speakers and experts and professionals that are just streaming to share information for free, and as well as get eyes on their information to potentially get other people to request them and everything like that. But if you continue to – if you just request my friendship on Facebook, I will – continue to keep you all abreast as to what's going on with me and like what link you can look at it on, because I mean I stream from my cell phone on my laptop. I know my slot actually is on Sunday, so I'm trying to be optimistic. Wasn't really liking that time slot, but got to get in where you fit in. I'll be speaking from 9:10 to 9:40, so hopefully I can catch that before church crowd. I could be the first thing y'all listening to in the beginning of the day on Sunday morning. I'll keep you abreast if you just request my friendship at Edward LeVar Fairley. That's LeVar, F as in Frank, AIRLEY, Edward LeVar Fairley. I'll accept your friendship on Facebook. I'll request you to my fan page, and I'll just keep everyone abreast from there.
All right, that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Hey, Brother Dow, we got our one and only big dog, our other brother online. And somebody just had a damn birthday, getting a little party. And I am not mad at you, but well, I am a little mad at you, brother. Brother Tom Reynolds was at the Eagles game, playoff game, you know, getting in.
First of all, I was at the Saints playoffs game, not the Eagles playoff game.
Happy New Year, brother.
But wait, Tom, aren't you a Steelers fan?
I am a Steelers fan. When you're a Steelers fan this season, you got to find something to root for.
Yo, aren't you on the wrong side of the state?
Oh, you know what? No, Carmen. I have sound effects right now.
So I was seriously trying to figure that whole part out. I'm like, Tom's at the Eagle game versus the Saints. Wait a minute.
Hey.
Wait a minute. This ain't Steeler Nation. What are you doing there? In the city of unbrotherly love.
But, you know, Philadelphia took care of us, so.
I hope they did. Did you bring back a cheesesteak or something?
I did. Went down on South Street, got myself a cheesesteak, had some drinks with my boys. We stayed over at my grandmother's that night because there was no way we were driving back to Jersey.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. So who did you want? Did you want the Saints or did you want the Eagles? I just didn't care.
I didn't. I don't want to know that.
Oh my goodness! Besides NFL playoff action, what's been going on the last couple of weeks? Let's hit the highlights because we got so much.
I'll give you a quick.
We need to keep the people aware of, so let's keep the people abreast. So what's going on?
I'll give you a quick highlight. So you know we've been. Working hard to get the message out about these Sandy relief funds in Jersey and how the rejection rate for African-Americans on getting relief for damage by Hurricane Sandy, we've been getting rejected at rates of 40%, and while Caucasians are 12 and Latinos are 18%, you know, and that is just unacceptable. So, you know, we're holding our governor accountable. I know our legislators are doing their best to try to get a little accountability and clarity in what's going on. But something has to happen. Other news, I got accepted to the New Leaders Council class, 2014 class of fellows.
Congratulations.
I literally just left the NJ PAC celebration for Martin Luther King Day. And I mean, they had this 12-year-old boy who was playing cello there that blew everyone's mind away.
Awesome. Good stuff. Awesome. That's awesome, brother. That is awesome. I mean, those just checking out the show. We're going to get Brother Tom Riddles online now. We had a couple of listeners on the text telling me, you know, hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back. So, Tom, you know, once again, I had to kind of do that segue because they were like, who's that talking?
But, I mean, like I said, glad that we got so much going on. Later on tonight, I have an announcement of something that I've got going on, that I didn't have going on the side. But now everything is coming to the front, so we need to kick 2014, you know, where it counts. And we need to make sure people keep stay more accountable for their actions. So, without further ado, things make
me think about Brother Trey on the line, brother.
All right, then let's introduce the new host of the Game Strong Talk Show, which will premiere or re-premiere for 2014 this coming Monday at 8 o'clock. Mr. Trey Davis, Trey, are you online?
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
All right. Good evening, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, how's everybody?
Good evening.
Good evening. First and foremost, hey, Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody has a prosperous year. And definitely I can admire, you know, a bunch of brothers who are dedicated to being successful for the new year.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. Now, Trey, let's talk a little bit about Game Strong. What are we looking to bring to people as far as programming on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show this year?
Well, first of all, the Game Strong Sports Talk Show, it's about, you know, giving the players a voice for themselves, you know, the amateur athletes that really can't get recruited, but they're very, very good players.
Right.
You know, every kid is not blessed to be an All-American.
Right.
You know,
you
always have those diamonds in the rough that normally pan out more than the All-American. And also, you know, we have other people that different AAU coaches, community people who are involved in sports, mainly hoops, to go ahead and help kids get recruited, giving them the facts, the, you know, basic tips on fundamentals. And basically, it's a show that really encourages the players to do more than hoops, but most importantly, get an education to better themselves.
All right. So let's all try to tune in this Monday. The first In the Paint interview is going to be with Coach Aaron Alexander. I know that I can't wait. I know that the audience can't wait. Trey, welcome to the Shadow Worlds Radio family. Like I said, we're big things starting on every Monday night. We're coming with the best of what's going on in amateur hoops and amateur athletics. So, you know, for those out there who, you know, has a son or has a daughter who's about this close from this college or this close from that college or might be trying to get into this high school or that high school to try to not only be able to further their dreams athletically, but more importantly, further their dreams academically, because the Shadow World Radio is really trying to help and promote the children in order for them to be able to reach their dreams and their goals. So we're very excited about that this year.
Yeah, that's great news, right, brother. Great news. Great news. You know, and I just want to add on to that, Brother Darryl. First of all, Darryl, you reading me loud and clear? You got me loud and clear?
Yep.
Okay. First of all, I want to add on to, I mean, not only that we are very honored and privileged to have Brother Trey and the Game Strong program to come out, we're glad that the geographics along with what we're doing is in the Queens. But am I saying it right? The Queens area, Queens City area, that would be North Carolina. Yeah, I want to make sure I say it correctly. I don't need nobody from Charlotte beating me up when we come down there. I don't need no issues. But, you know, we're very honored and happy that the city and the area has welcomed us. And we're looking for big things, and along with the Man Up Talk Show. and the Game Strong programming. You know, it's just part of the network. We want to spread the word. You know, we got Brother Edward L. Fairley holding down Chesapeake, Virginia. Am I saying it right this time? I know the first time we talked about it, I think I called it Cheesequake. I know I asked it up, but it's all good. It's all good. I'll jump with myself all day long. I'll play myself out. It's all good. But you know what? We're very honored and happy to have a lot of brothers. And that's the one thing I hear a lot of times, and I'm very blessed and happy to be part of men, I'm saying men, that come together to do things for their respective communities, not just Jersey, not just New York, not just not just Virginia, North Carolina, you know, and like Brother Edward said, you know, it's about excellence. You know, I even told my kids, you know, treat every day as if it's your last, you know, don't, why settle for mediocrity where you can shoot for excellence? If you can't reach that 10 number, but at least shoot for it, you know, try it. What's the worst you can do? You know, oh, I can't do that. Well, if you keep saying I can't, you'll never get to that point. So, brother, I got to co-sign with you on that mantra going to the new year. I think it's an excellent mantra to have, and it's something that a lot of us need to kind of, you know, put a part of our everyday life, you know, shoot for excellence. You know, even though you may not, you know, today may not be a perfect day, but you tried every day to be perfect. I mean, we know God is perfect, but if you're trying, that says a lot about you as an individual, so. You know, I'm sorry, brother. I'm had to bite that little that saying, brother. I need that. I need that. But damn, we didn't chop it up so much because we getting caught up. let's get into the topic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Before we get into the music, let's get into the topic. I mean, I'm just enjoying being around the brothers, and of course, before I go any further, I know she's online, so I want to give our love to the one and only Miss Signature Black. What's going on, Miss Signature? I know you're listening. Sig, what's going on? So, he's stupid. Brother Dial, you want to bring in the topic, brother, and then spread it around the room like we usually do with Brother Trey? You're going to stay online with us so you can be part of the combo, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure.
All right,
okay. Tonight's topic is, okay, we're coming in the front door. We're talking about what we're leaving behind in 2013. When we stepped through that door from yesterday into today, when we left back in 2013, there's some things, whether it be people, whether it be circumstances, whether it be obstacles, that we've decided, you know, enough is enough, this is it, I'm leaving you right here, I'm leaving this luggage right here, point blank, not taking you with me. Time to move forward. What did you leave behind in 2013? And what are you looking forward to? What are you looking to embrace in 2014? Whether it be a new job, a new position, somebody new in your life. You know, well, not for most of us. And most of us got the same person in our lives, and we ain't trying to get in trouble. But that's not true. You know, those of us don't have that obstacle, you know, whether they want to embrace somebody new in their lives. You know, going to a new direction, new job, furthering their education, whatever it may be. What are we looking to embrace, and what are we looking to be more of? What are we looking to strive for? Like Eddie said, we're going to strive for excellence in 2014. That was very profound. So I guess, actually, I am going to start with Edward, because Edward's already embraced on what he was embracing in 2014. But Eddie, what did you kick to the curb from 2013?
Honestly, man, we me and God had a long heart to heart last week, and he laid it on me pretty heavy. So what I decided to leave behind me in 2000 or leave behind for 2013 is I let a lot of things that felt good stay around as opposed to what was good. And he revealed that to me. There's a lot of things that I let stick around because it felt right as opposed to being right. Just to give you some examples, I might be coaching females, and they might try to hit on me or whatever. Though I avoided it, it was disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? It was disrespectful to my marriage. and I still felt that I could still help this this young lady and help her disregard what it is that she was trying to do. So I would keep them around. That's not right. I should have checked it, nipped it in the bud, and got rid of them. Just different things that, you know, it feels like the right thing to do, but you know it's not the right thing to do. Sometimes we are in relationships that feel right, but we know they're not right. It might feel right to have somebody, but they're beating on you. So it's not right to be in that predicament. So I just have to pay attention and make sure that I'm doing what is right as opposed to what feels right. So that's what I'm getting rid of from 2013.
That's a good point, brother. Good point. Very good point, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely good point.
So Tom, what for you stayed behind last year? And then on top of that, more importantly, what are you looking to strive towards, or what are you looking for in 14? Whether it be personally or maybe you feel socially, what we as brothers or as men or as or within our community, what we should be striving for in 14 and what type of nonsense we need to leave behind from last year. Tom, you there?
Tom said he's leaving the Man Up show behind. He left the whole show.
And we're all playing this first shot in 2014, ladies and gentlemen. Man down.
Pippin distress. let's bring this around to Brother Trey, man. Let's bring it around to Brother Trey. Trey, you want to
before we go into this,
speaking of man down,
Cat Williams is tonight at
I'm right here.
Well, go ahead, Trey, go ahead.
Definitely, what did I leave behind? Just unnecessary people. People who happen to latch on to you because they feel like, you know, you're going into a direction of success. And, you know, I guess you want to call them leeches, you know, the modern word is rupees, things of that sort, that nature. Just, you know, being a better decision of knowing who's real and who's fake and just leaving those people behind.
Okay, fair enough. Straight to the point. I'll take that all day.
All day, okay. Every day.
Okay. All right, I guess I'm up to bat.
Okay, yes, sir. Naz, it's time for you to hit it.
I got two things that come to mind. The first thing I leave behind, I can't control or take with me. I'm trying to find the right bridge. Just other people's problems or their negativity. I leave that behind because you know I leave the negativity of other people behind because why should I allow their negativity to consume my life? Because they're unhappy with themselves and they try to either talk about somebody else or well you can't do this or you can't do that. Why should I let that be part of my life? So if I've learned this, you know what? You do you. That's you want to be negative or you want to talk about people or you just want to be negative life or you want to be doubters or whatever. Keep the hell away from me. Kick rocks. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I mean, just kill yourself. I mean, I'm talking about fucking choke yourself. Two hands around your damn neck and just choke the brakes out of yourself. You know, I'm serious. I'm being me. I mean, you know what? I believe in positive stuff. I want to surround myself with positive men like the brothers here, like, you know, Sig, you know, like the Tate. I mean, just around positive energy. I have no tolerance for bullshit. Excuse my language, but it is what it is. I just don't have time for it. That's it. I just don't. And the mediocrity. I'm sorry. I'm talking about from the kids to the teenagers to anybody else. If you settle in for being average, get the fuck away from me. I'm sorry.
Amen to that, man.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, listen, man. I'm on fire, man. No, listen, man. I'm a plane, man. I'm punching people in the neck. I am smacking people in the grill. Listen, man. You know, if you want to be average, keep your ass away from me. Real talk. You know, just say this. Keep your average Joe thinking ass, Budweiser drinking, you know, a pork rind eating ass away from me. You know, inspire for something better in life. It's Martin Luther King.
I'm sorry, man.
I ain't begging. It's your brother. I mean, you said excellence, man. I'm with you on that one, man. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. That, if you want to know I left behind?
You put them some bitches in a garbage bag in somebody's trunk and threw that shit over a bridge.
I'm talking about straight up Goodfellas style. I'm talking about straight up, you know,
there's
straight
still
up
King weekend, right? I'm
talking about
sure.
Oh, you're right. Oh, Tom, he's back now. Man down is back.
Eddie does murder like 10 minutes ago, but that's another story. Here's the question. The question is, what out of last year did you leave behind? Just, you know what, it's just going to just stick to the curb and, you know, it's just going to stay there. And what are you looking to embrace? What are you looking forward to in this coming year?
What did I leave behind? I'm not going to say their name, but it is a person. I left that person in 2013. She can stay in 2013. Everything about her can stay in 2013.
That's what I'm talking about. Preach, brother.
All her lies, her nonsense.
I love it.
Lies and nonsense.
Preach, brother. Preach.
But in 2014, I am keeping it, promoting the positive in life. And seeing that she's not that, we don't even need to talk about it.
I love it. See, that's what I'm talking about, brothers. See, that's what, you know. Damn, wait until exhale. We in the breathed out already. Damn it. Damn that. We already blew out already. Damn it.
Man, oh my goodness.
Brothers and blew out already.
Before we go to this musical interlude, let me do this one myself. Now, it's going to be very anticlimactic after all these spectacular answers of chick to the curb. You know, niggas kicking rocks and there's rock kicking and chick sliding and there's a whole bunch of stuff got drop kicked in 2013. But in 2013, for me, what is done is all of you contentious, envious, jokers who always got something to say about
mean
what you're
thoroughly.
But you ain't going to do a doggone thing, roll up your sleeves and step to anything. All you doing is talking. All I'm doing is smelling your breath. You need a tic-tac, son. Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. That was last year. I'm done with it. Right now, you mean absolutely nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. So y'all just need to shut the fuck up. Down and be quiet. That's what needs to happen. Now, going into 2014, moving forward, now, we're either going to be a part of the solution or we are a part of the problem. Being a part of the problem, that was last year.
This year is about being a part of the solution. Okay, we're already down. We're already laying flat down looking straight up at the sky. So the only direction that we got to go is up. So it's time to pull ourselves up by the bootstrap. If there's a problem, if there's an issue, whether it be in your house, in your family, on your block, in your community, it's time to stand up. It is time to man up and do what we need to do to help others to get to a place where they need to be. That is my whole mantra for 2014. That is not only in my own personal life. I've been knocked down, smacked, flattened. I've been hit, ran over by obstacles, by life. I lost a person who gave me life this past year. I know
that's right. That's right, brother. That's right.
Been knocked down. But guess what? You didn't kill me. Bad news. I'm not done. Hell is not done. So for all of you who go, I can't do that, man, because you know how they do. Shut the fuck up. Those are the excuses.
You got to tell them that.
Don't give me no excuses. It's time to get up. So whether it's, you know, you had a personal tragedy, I feel sorry for you. I really do. You have my heartfelt sympathy about your loss. These are your difficulties that may not be your choosing. It might not be of your making. It might not be your fault, but it is your problem. You're either going to deal with your problems or your problems are going to deal with you. It's time for us to deal with the issues that have been presented before us. For far too long, we have been playing the blame game. We've been playing,
I didn't do it.
Maybe I did not do it. But it has to get cleaned up. And if not now, then when? So in 2014, it's about moving forward. I'm running for East Ward Councilman in the city of Orange, New Jersey. Why? Because it's time to clean up the message that other people have made, whether it be NAACP taking a more active role in that, because it's time to clean up some actions that are going on around here, and the light needs to be shined on certain issues. And if I feel it's not being shined bright enough, well, then obviously I need to step up and I need to shine that light myself. So I need to be the example of what I am talking about. If I'm to ask anybody to do anything, I need to be willing to stand that gap and be that example, and I need to be able to be that person that say that I need others to be. So I'm asking everyone to come along with me on a ride, on a journey, on a quest, on a mission, on following my own anointing and following what the path that God has led me to go on to, and that is to basically to stand up, not only for myself, but for those who don't have the power to stand up for themselves, and I'm done.
There you go, brother. Once again, let the listeners know, those who didn't check it out, our brother, Darrell Harrington, is running for city council in the city of Orange. It's no more talk. Talk is cheap. It's time to put up or shut up. You know, once again, congratulations, brother, on the decision that you're doing. You know already we're behind you. You know we're with you already. You know this already. Now, you know that, brother, and this is what I'm talking about. You got brothers that's not just talking about it, trying to be about it. Brother Tom, Brother Eddie, Brother, you know, myself, my man Trey. But, however, we got one of our one and only ladies on the line.
I love this woman.
And now, if she chimes in before she usually does, that means she got something to say. So without any further ado, we're going to bring in the lovely Miss Signature Black. How's what's going on?
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
no, we're good. We are amped. We're ready to punch people in the neck.
I know. And I want to thank you guys. Thank you so much, because I had decided to be a softer, kinder me.
No. We need that signature black status. We need that rawness.
Tom, I'm going to tell on Eddie, because you can listen in archives. He dogs you, dude. Damn. You turned the man down. They said you gave up the Man Up Talk Show. I'm just saying. I just want to put that out there. But for real though, what's the gentleman's name that's going to be hosting on Monday?
Trey from North Carolina.
Ooh,
hey, how you go.
I'm doing fine. I mean, no disrespect to you or your woman and your wife or whoever is in your life. It's my man, baby.
Oh,
I love you. Damn, you got a voice. Good Lord.
I knew it was coming. I knew that's where she was going.
I know you feel me.
And definitely just make sure you go ahead and just tune in on Monday. You get to hear my voice a whole lot more.
You think I'm not? I was tuning in anyway. Thank you for that. I won't have anything to say. I'll just listen.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man!
I'll say right now, I care less if you read from a menu, bruh.
It wouldn't matter. You could just talk. It's like, whoa! You could just say very calmly the worst things in the world, and I'd be like, okay, yeah. Whatever you say, I'll fix that later. Just keep talking. And it's official. I'm not going to behave in 2014.
See that? Yes.
You guys are great. I really miss you guys. I miss the show.
Oh man, that's why we acted up. We missed everybody. We was like, oh, me and D was like, you ready? I was like, man, I am amped. I'm ready to punch people in the neck.
matter of fact, Trey, I just got a text out here, and you know, because people are sending messages on Twitter. I'm glad y'all following us on Twitter, Facebook. Y'all are texting. Y'all are listening to that. Ready. They do think that your voice is sexy. I'm just letting you know.
See, I'm not lying.
I got a text from Lollipop from Village. He said, what's up?
I mean, damn. See, wait a minute. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, damn. Okay, let me stop. I love my man.
This ain't the damn
man.
Dateline. It's the Man of Talk Show. It's not the fucking love
connection. What? I gotta say what's on my mind. I'm gonna go up. I can't hold shit in. Anyway,
you know what?
You're
right. Nah.
I'm gonna semi-behave. I love
Brother
my man,
down,
baby.
Man.
I love you. Shout out to you. But you know how I get about certain things. You know, size.
Voices,
I got issues.
Oh,
so
my God.
Oh.
Brother Dad,
okay,
man,
what are you leaving? Hold on. She can't go. What are you leaving behind and what's coming? What are you looking towards?
I ain't leaving shit behind. I like most people, and I have no disrespect for nobody. If you piss me off on August 12th, I'm fucking leaving you behind August 12th. I'm not going to wait for the new year and give you a chance to try to make it up because I don't have a fucking great area. So, everybody who, I'm going to put it this way. If you're listening and you have not physically heard my voice this year so far, you will not hear it this year, ever. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just the way it is. I'm a person who believes in cleaning up as I go. I clean as I go. I don't wait for a certain time to do that. So, anyway, my new friend with the sexy voice, I love my man. I can't wait till Monday night. Good Lord. I'm glad I like sports. I didn't even got to fake that part.
Thank you.
But you got a voice that make a sister fake some shit. I'd be online looking up sports stuff all day long. But I do sports, so... I'm just saying. I love my man. He know I got issues. There's nothing new, so don't nobody try to think he's going to run his tail. So he know I don't have no sense.
Oh my God.
He's giving all this time.
Oh, my God. I love
this
shit.
Man.
Tom. Oh, man. It's Tom still on the line. Tom. Why did you get me to talk?
Man down again.
I mean, For real, I'm going to buy him a damn leash, a homing device, a GPS, or something. You can't keep up with his act. You go to talk to him and he's not there, then he pops back all of a sudden. He's going to get a whooping. Tom, I know you're listening.
Tom, wait. This is crazy. Look, I have no idea. Naz, is he on the board?
I'm on the board. He's here. He's online. He just
I hope somebody finds him.
Oh, damn. Keep talking. No, Tom. I know you got your damn phone on mute. Take it off mute and talk to me. Don't act like you're scared because I'll get on the plane.
Hold down. Let's go to music in the loop. Let's get back to
the loop.
Oh my God, my stomach is. Oh my God, you guys are on fire tonight. Oh my God.
Give everybody a chance to go to the bathroom because everybody's stomach is hurt. And we're gonna go to the musical interlude, and then we're gonna be back, and hopefully Tom will be back and sing, and Trey and his voice, and me and Eddie and Naz and.
Hey, while y'all listening to music, can y'all make it so I can just talk to Trey for a minute?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
Lord
have mercy.
Okay, I'm going to behave.
Well, so Trey numbers behind the scene. Let's.
Okay,
play the damn music.
Yeah, make your song slow and sexy.
You are now rocking the New Jersey and New York's very own different.
know that.
Checked us out. We love you. So, you know, I had to get a shout out because, you know, 27,000, no matter what it is, it's still an accomplishment. And we could not do it without the listeners. And on behalf, I got to speak for the fellas. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but we appreciate the love that we get all day long. We appreciate the listenership from New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, of course, Virginia, Georgia, California, Ohio, and so forth and so on. And, of course, can't forget about people up in Canada, and can't forget about the military who's been very graciously, and I want to give a special shout-out to the military that's checking us out overseas and appreciate what we're doing. You know, what you do is a testament of your dedication, and we acknowledge that, and we appreciate you equally so. And also, you know, disclaimer up front to the children, we was unaware, but, you know, it's an adult program, but sometimes we have children listen to what we do. But, you know, we're just saying, we're just talking as men and as open form segue, if I'm saying it correct. That we have a discussion. So we're not trying to offend. So, but once again, we appreciate everybody and all the listeners that are checking us out. We love you for that. We really do.
Much love, much love.
I believe we have a listener online. Hey, Brother Dow, take this while, you know, take the conversation from this. I'm going to find out who our listeners are online now that want to talk to our audience. So go on to the topic while I find out what's going on, brother.
Okay. Well, also, before we get back to the topic, we want to send a shout-out to our main man, our other brother, one of our other co-hosts, Hassan Black. Hass is doing his thing. He's on his grind. You know, he's always with us, whether he's online or he's working behind the scenes. Much love to Black. Also, love to DeLacy Davis. DeLacy's also one of our crew. DeLacy right now is doing a show tonight in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and also giving a big plug that he's going to be at SoCo, Southern Cafe, 501 Central Avenue, in Orange, New Jersey, next Saturday. So Saturday night, you know, Man Up crew, anybody wants to come through, listen to DeLacy and the boys and girls, just, you know, play some smooth music, play some smooth tunes. So we want to send support and love, and we want to come out and support. So want to put that out there tonight. And that's about it for our community calendar, at least for right now. So back on to the show. Eddie.
Yo.
Okay, brother. Let's in continuing, you know, the topic of the things that we leave behind in 2013 and the things we'll embrace in 2014, when people look to make, whether you want to call it a New Year's resolution or You're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. What do you think should be the parameters for setting up, you know, something that you should step away from or step to, whether it be personally or professionally? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think you should, people should step away from making New Year's resolutions, and they should make goals. I personally think the difference. New Year's resolutions, very rarely if there's a follow through. Goals are actually strategically planned, written out with the intent of doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as far as if you're talking about taking something away or leaving something behind, I always recommend that you find something that is healthy to replace it with. Because when you're talking about quitting something or getting rid of something, it's very difficult for you to just leave something or take something out because it'll leave that space void. So you should fill in its place with something positive. More often than not, people will add something that's not healthy, like a smoker might begin eating more and they'll gain weight. So you want to find something that is equally as satisfying and replace it with that so that you will remove a bad habit with a good habit.
Good food for thought. Good food for thought. Not trying to even be funny. Tom, are you there?
See, no? That's why you weren't trying to be funny. You weren't
trying
to
be funny. Not trying to be funny.
Tom.
Yo, lady. Okay.
You have to say your whole name like you're in trouble. Thomas?
Okay. Yo, if Tom would have responded to you saying Thomas, I would have time to drop the mic. Time to drop the mic. All right.
Okay. I'm back, bro. I'm back.
Okay. Do we have somebody else online, Nas?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And actually, it's perfect timing because you know what? I feel blessed because, you know, along with Sig, who helped with the vision, I just think that it's something that's just proper introduction. I think, Daryl, you know where we come from. Sister Natay, I think myself, along with Brother Eddie, has became a fan of this young lady. And she just has, I call it it. I don't know what to say about it, but, you know, along with, because Sig's just Sig in her own way, and I love her to death. You know, I'm bringing back on. Sig, we got to fix your phone, sweetie. You there, baby?
Yeah.
Sig, we got to fix your phone. You outside? Are you outside?
Nope, not outside. Wait a minute.
Man, are you about to introduce somebody that starts with the letter N?
You know,
Nancy?
No, Nancy.
Oh.
Is that what you about to do?
No, ain't no damn Nancy, brother.
No, I said N as in Nancy. Are you about to introduce somebody whose name begins with the N as in Nancy?
That's correct.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
No, okay.
I love that woman.
Yo, listen, I've been getting texts. Listen, man. First of all, fellas, I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting texts. I've been getting texts for the last 15 minutes, even during our music segment. They're like, y'all are cutting up. You're acting up. They said, but we love the energy. We miss you guys. Love you guys. I'm a man, Brick City 911, North Police Officer. He said he's glad to hear us back, and he said we have now picked up more listeners. So we appreciate and love the North Police for tuning in. You know, dispatchers, we appreciate what you guys are doing as well. And also the fire departments. And all those in civil service who the first responders that do what they do. But without no further ado, Daryl, I think it's appropriate that you introduce the next person into the show.
All right. So if this is the person whose name begins with N like Nancy, I know exactly who you're talking about. This woman is accomplished, vivacious, stunning, brilliant. And she has the most wonderful, excellent cousin, too.
Without further ado,
Ms. Natay Barcliff of the Every Woman Talk Show. Natay, you're on the line. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
I am good, my dear. Hello, everyone.
Good evening. How are you, young lady?
I am fantastic. First, I got to say hello to my girl, Sig, my fellow co-host of the Every Woman Talk show.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
I am good. And, Sig, you know what? I heard your comments about Mr. Fine over there on the line. So, you know, I had to call on in about that. But y'all are cutting up tonight. The energy is fantastic. And y'all are a hot mess tonight.
Mission accomplished.
You can't get rid of no vacation time at all. That's all.
No. Not at all.
It's built up energy. You know, we got it holding. We're holding and holding. Boom!
But you know what I like about it is that, you know, most women think that all men don't talk, they don't communicate, but I like it. I like it. Y'all are talking, vibing, communicating. Somebody has some comments to say about a sister that they wouldn't even mention her name. I'm just listening to all of it.
Oh, he's going to tell us because we can't find him.
Tom's probably talking to her right now.
I'm sorry.
I was just joking.
Whoever the young lady is Tom is talking about, I dare you to call in and defend yourself.
Is she still online?
I dare her to call in and defend. Sweetie, you call in and defend yourself, I will buy you dinner.
Wait, now. Is she still online?
No, she hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Okay, because before he was still online.
She had the house burning the rabbit in the pot.
Who's the young man that the sports co-host? What's your name? Is it Trey or what's your name?
Brother Trey. Where you at, brother?
Girl, just call him Sexy Voice.
Yeah, you know what, Trey? Yeah, you know what? We're not going to jump all on you, Trey. But, yes. The women concur
right.
That the voice is fine. You know, we're going to do an episode on our show where we're going to do a blind date type of situation. So, you know, Trey, I don't know if y'all know what your stats are, but we may have to use you.
It's just a date, boo. Ain't nobody. Can we borrow you for a couple of days?
Oh, God. Focus.
You know, you can do anything you don't
want to
do.
You know what? I'm definitely all for it. You know, I'm all for it. If you know, it helps your show, and just make sure you help out my show that comes on Monday night, 8 o'clock.
There you go.
I'm a huge Ray Allen fan. I'm a huge Ray Allen fan. You know, I love football as well, so I'll be calling in to your show. I think Ray Allen is the best player in the NBA.
I just got a little extra motivation right now. I love my man. Got to say that.
Hey,
I got
to hear this,
brother?
Yes, I hear this ridiculous myth.
Did you know what?
Every last one of y'all off limits, except for the new sexy voice.
We love all of y'all like that. We just can't say it. But so definitely, congratulations on your show. I'm gonna call in and support. You know, just congratulations. We got you. We gonna support you.
Support you, boo.
See, Trey, I ain't gonna tell him what you are. 6'3"? You about 6'4"?
No.
Oh no, I'm way past that. I'm 6'8", 6'9".
Oh, man.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm 5'2.5". I got you.
No, I'm 5'2". I got you. Short women love a crime boo. Damn.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just playing with you, but you know your voice is quite nice, but I don't have a sense of humor,
so I mean, I got a man, I love my man, I don't have a sense of humor, I'm so damn serious, so serious, good Lord, Jesus help me, y'all need to pray for me.
Okay, we're going to pull out the oil, we're going to pull out the holy oil and get the laying on hands.
We need to make sure that you said the word holy oil. Let's make sure we know. Let's get the oil we're about to have.
Holy oil.
Yeah, so you guys have hot oil at 6'9". That's a nice slide. Let me stop. I haven't spoken to everybody since, but, you know, New Year's come in, so happy New Year to everybody.
Y'all started all of that.
You know what? Y'all have to forgive me. Whoa. It's my nature. It's like breathing to me for just you know, forgive me. But notice I'm serious as a damn heart attack.
Oh, my God. My heart hurts. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm going to put ATB out on Tom because Tom, you know I got some words for him.
Oh, my Lord. Tom, you there?
Listen,
hello? Hello?
Listen, Tom is MIA, brother. Leave it alone. He's explaining. Baby, I'm sorry. I was trying to talk tough.
Wait a minute. My bad. No, you can't put it on the air and then want to explain it in the background. Sweetheart, call in, please. I will buy you dinner. I will fly to Jersey and take you to dinner personally in the snow.
No, so Tom is the one that left the woman in last year. That was him, right?
Yeah, the one who wasn't even no names.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See,
well,
you know
Tom,
what?
Tom, ditto to the same situation.
Nate and Sig, let me ask you, I'm glad the ladies are here. You know, we'll get to the subject matter because we definitely hear your point of views, Nate. You know, can you just tell some of the listeners, because you have, along with Sig and two other beautiful women, have a show coming up this Tuesday. Can you let some of the listeners know what's going on?
Most definitely. The Every Woman Talk Show, we are coming back for the 2014 year. We are kicking it off Tuesday at 7 p.m. and we're going to 8:30 p.m. My fellow co-host is on the line, Signature Black, and y'all heard her. Now, y'all heard her. She is raw. She is pure Sig. Okay? So you got to call in. You got to listen in and tune in for more of that. And we have two more of our divas, our chicks, our lovely co-hosts that are not on the line. We have Jackie and Uli, and they'll be in with us on Tuesday. So we're just going to get into a myriad of topics this year. But starting out, we're talking about resolutions. And y'all all know when January 1, matter of fact, December 20th, the 1st, the 31st, everybody's figuring out what their resolution is going to be. So we're going to touch on that a little bit. Resolutions, you know, are they real? Are they fake? What's the deal? Why do we wait all year long for a resolution? What the heck are resolutions? You know, so we're going to talk about all that.
I'm calling in because I'm going to harass y'all. I'm calling in. I'm harassing y'all all day.
Bring it.
Everybody got a resolution, and does anybody keep it? Does anybody stick to it?
What the heck are they?
Is the resolution over by December, January 2nd? I mean, is it done? What are we doing?
You know, Eddie, you got to get him, Eddie.
You know, I mentor young men on Tuesdays, man. I can't make those shows, unfortunately.
Oh, damn. We gotta record your comment, bro.
I might step away and come in. Unfortunately, I just got a call about an hour ago. One of the boys that I mentor, well, three of the boys, their father died today. So I got.
Oh
my
God!
I'm sorry. Take care. So.
Our prayers, definitely. Sorry.
Our prayers
for him and his family. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh man, definitely. Our prayers are there.
But for our listeners, I can interject one more time. Our listeners, we just want to give you a number where you can call in and chat with us. You can give us a call at 646-478-4507. Again, that's 646-478-4507. We'd love to talk to you and, you know, get some feedback from you. Tell us what you think.
And I promise I will behave for that show.
Well, we're going to see.
We'll see. Sig has to be you.
Sig can't be nobody else but her, so she's a terrible actor.
Look, y'all have to listen in to see if Sig is going to be sweet and kind and lovely and all that stuff.
I can stop that for 20 minutes.
Sig is famous for who Sig is, and that's why we all love her. It's going down. So, listen, those who tuned in, please, these women are extraordinary. you know, and I love their energy. And then we also just let the listeners know we will have a combination show where the women and the guys are going to go at each other. We don't come up with a topic where we're going to go at each other. It's going to go down. It's going to be some yelling. It's going to be cursing. It's going to be some, you know, so if you have kids.
Oh, no, I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to be a lady that day.
Now, if I know you correctly, it depends on the topic. If we go in, you're going to let someone have it. You're going to let them have it in the worst way. You're going to hang up the phone like a couple other victims in the past.
It's going to be Tom. He's going to get his ass back on the show. I'm sick of him. Get him up on Facebook. He needs to come on and quit playing.
He said Thomas.
He said
Victor. Oh, Charlton Thomas.
You know what? Listen, hold on, everybody. Look, we're having fun right now. We got to get back to the topic. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the topic, yeah. We don't go away from each other far too long.
I'm still getting over Charlton Thomas.
Darryl, hitting the tape with the question.
Right now, I'm texting Thomas. Give me 1 second.
Is it Thomas?
Thomas.
Okay, darling, they want to know, what are you giving up in 2014 from 2013? What are you leaving behind besides Thomas Lorenzo Reynolds?
You know what? Let me just exhale a minute on that one, because I'm giving up the entire 2013, all of it. It was the best year and the worst year of my life. So at this point, the bad kind of, you know, triumphed over the good. So I want to leave all of it. I want to rewind back to August of 2012 and then just jump to, you know, January 1 of 2014. I lived in L.A. for 14 years, and I moved back. Jersey is home, but I moved back here. I moved back here for a purpose. And like our brother Tom, moment of silence, I'm not going to talk to one name to it. But, you know, I moved back here for a purpose, and, you know, it just kind of seemed like everything went to hell and back. So I'm leaving 2013 in 2013, and, you know, just setting boundaries and putting some people, just pushing them to the curb, just, you know, just whatever. Just
that's what I'm talking about.
Good
Preach.
Lord.
Good Lord.
I mean, you know, good Lord.
May I ask a question?
You may ask it, but I don't know if I'm going to answer it. But yes, you
know. You may not ask the question. We are not in court.
No,
Eddie doesn't get to talk this year.
With the unfortunate times and everything like that, did you find that you learned anything or gained any wisdom or knowledge from 2013 that you might wish to take that knowledge so that you won't repeat it in 2014? The reason why I said that is because 2013 was a very, very rough year for me, and I said the same thing. You know, I had a good year and a bad year, but it was more bad. But when I step outside of it and look at it, it was a lot of highlighted moments that I gained a lot of wisdom and appreciation, as well as a growing relationship with God throughout the process. So that's why I asked that.
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had more joy and more heartache in 2013 than just about any other year in my life. And, you know, I learned, oh, my gosh, how many lessons did I learn? I've learned to, one, keep people out of my business, because, you know, God can give you something or bless you with something, but you can kind of let people come in and they can help tear it down or tear it apart. I've learned to, you know, like in a situation with Job, and I'm sure y'all know the Bible and the Word, you know, Job, the person that was most influential in his life, his mother, outside of God, even she gave him bad advice and told him to curse God and die. So I say that to say that you can have people in your back pocket and people that you that love you and have your best interest at heart, but they may give you terrible advice. You know, they may interfere and poke and all of that. But even and all the hell and the chaos, I've learned that God is still good. There's still hope. You know, he can take so many dead situations in my life and that look like they would never, never resurrect, and he can breathe life into it again. So that's where I am. And what I've learned is that, you know what, things begin, things end, but you don't end. Your faith doesn't end. Your hope doesn't end. Your spirit of expectation doesn't end. And you know what? It's okay to cry. It's okay to hurt. But you get up and you wipe your tears and you decide to go on. You don't stay stuck in chaos and hell. You get up and you move on. And you expect and believe for a better day. So I've learned. And, you know, I've become a stronger Nitae. I've become more independent. And that right there, you know, it was well worth it. I learned that I can survive, you know.
Well, it sounds like you don't want to leave 2013 leave it away because it seems like you took a lot of stuff with you from it. But it was great things. You're leaving back the negative. That's the only reason why I asked.
I have to leave the good. I have to leave the – because I don't have the best part of it with me anymore. So I'm leaving all of it. I learned some good stuff, but I'm just leaving it. I need to leave all of it. And like Tom, like our brother, there is a name attached to it, but I won't say that name. As a matter of fact, my name is up there probably chilling with his name. So I'm going to leave all of that in 2013.
Got it. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it.
I love it too. I personally think we need to say we have need to have a show called Put They Ass on Blast. We need a show called Put They Ass on Blast. I'm talking about anybody, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, you know, ex-doggies, ex-cats. I don't give a damn. Let's put everybody, look, let's put them on blast. You know, it'll make you live longer. You ever heard an older person say you live longer if you don't hold that crap in? Yeah, don't hold it in. Let it out, you know?
I agree. That's why I don't hold anything in. And I've always put people on blast. Gave names, shoe sizes, bulb sizes.
That's what I appreciate about you, sister. That's what I appreciate about you, sister. I mean, you've helped me become more who I am. Actually, this has been who I am, but you kind of unlocked the key. So I definitely appreciate you, my sister, for letting me come back out.
What is that? What has come out? What part of you has come out? What is this new revelation?
See, it's not new. It's just that he was restricted.
Okay.
He was restricted.
You just don't let him
lose. Yeah, you know, ever since I started saying how I feel, my blood pressure dropped down lower. I feel more flat. You know, I mean, look, the call is what it is. If you don't like somebody, they stink, tell them at work, hey, listen, though, your ass smells, son. Yo, get out the office, bro. Real talk. Real seriously.
Exactly.
You smell like potato chips and sour llama beans, son. I mean, real talk. Seriously, get the fuck out the office.
Yes.
You know, listen. Hey, you know what? Let's just be honest. If the pastor is talking smack and he's gay, you know, whatever the hell he is, keep it real. Get off the pulpit, son. Stop. You know, I'm ready to go in. Let's go.
It's really healing. Seriously, people always say, you know, my mom would say, Sig, did you think about that before you said that? I sure did. That's why it came out so perfectly. I practiced.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cholesterol issues. I don't take medicine. And I say what I have to say, and I keep it moving. Now, if you get on my nerves and I cuss you out, you deserve to be cussed out. You got what you gave.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need something, you can still turn around and say, but Sig, I need, and I'm not holding any grudges because I already told you how I feel about you. I don't like you. I can't stand you. Oh, you got a court case and you need an attorney? I got you, boo.
Exactly.
Because you know from the jump, I don't really like you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna cuss you out. I'm not gonna, you know, slit your tires. I'm not gonna break your window. I'm not gonna do any of that type of stuff.
Hey, you already got it in your mind already.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna stab you. I'm not gonna do any of that type of stuff. I just, you know, unfortunately, you know, I can't even hate the person. The beautiful spirit. They had a beautiful heart, beautiful spirit. Just, you know.
I'm not gonna hate you. I just, you know, if it's something about you, like there's this guy that I go do this volunteer work with a bunch of people, and I really don't like him, and I had to let him know from the jump, I don't like you, and he played around too much, and I had to let him know, look, I will kick your ass. I'm dead serious.
No.
I will kick your ass and take my own case, get off my nerves. But he needed help with something, and he came, and I helped him, and it's not a problem. I still don't like him as a person. His personality needs a tune-up or some shit. I don't know. But that's not for me. I offered him a box of tampons one day. He gets on my nerves.
See,
you know,
I mean,
you know.
I just had a conversation. I just had a conversation with somebody about that last week. They were saying that I'm rude or I could be evil and I need to work on tact. Or I said, to be honest with you, I'm actually a filtered person. If you heard what I really thought before I said what I said,
I'm trying
you would truly appreciate what you got. And I think one day I'm just going to go filterless. So people can realize how filtered I am.
Oh, no, please don't. I keep telling people he's the nicer version of me.
I try to be nice, but I do filter what I say. I do consider it. So you get the
nicer version. Hold on, brother. Now, listen, I've already seen you down two guest co-hosts in a show, and they still
and
haven't called back yet.
I promise you it was filtered.
I can vouch for him. I can vouch for Eddie. That was filtered.
Because
they was already
so
crying like two little witches.
I have to agree with that. Because really, he really wasn't that bad. Well, the first one, okay, everybody's bad on that one. But the second one, look, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And he did a really wonderful job until he snapped. And then it was real quick. It wasn't like he went in for him. I mean, he just, you know.
When you start the conversation off with, I haven't done this before, and it's just a conversation. You're 31 years old. Your ass ain't been talking. What up?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Wait,
you know,
you got to give him credit. He did come back a second time. To redeem himself.
He did.
I'm sorry, brother. He came back for a second ass whooping. That's it was ridiculous. I mean, fuck your leg the first time. I mean, come on, damn.
But
who was the victim?
Eddie really truly has been filtered. You guys have no idea. I tell people all the time he's a much nicer version than I am. I will just tell you to go fuck yourself, and Eddie will tell you how many different ways to go around the corner and screw yourself. So,
wow.
He is still good, and I'm dying for the day that he's not.
Wow. I wonder what y'all would be like in a room together and just unfiltered. I wonder what y'all would be like just letting it out.
You know what? Hold up. Stop. You just said something there. Hold up. We're going to have a show
in the same room.
Unfiltered. No, we're going to have a show. So now, listeners, we're going to have a show coming up down the line. I swear to you, it's going to be called Unfiltered. Unfiltered. So that means any children cannot be in and listen to this show. I'm talking about no holds barred. You're saying yes because you know what? It's always that fun. I don't care who you are. I don't care what background you come from. Everybody has that point. You just want to let go. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to let it loose. Just let it loose. And I'm going to play some Teddy P that night, too. You know, I didn't want to let it go. You know, TKO. You just got to let it go sometimes. We're going to call that show Unfiltered. Name some of the things in life you just want to come unfiltered about. So, listen, that show's coming up soon.
We'll let Eddie and Sig host that show, right?
No, listen. I have no problem with that because you know what? I think that's going to be one of our best shows. So, listen, let me go forward. And listen, Trey, listen, man. The lady
no, because, oh, boy, that you know what I'm saying. What do you call us, Eddie, the Wonder Twins?
Oh, my God.
So,
yes.
He called us the Wonder Twins. So I'm like, yo, Wonder Twin
hold
brother.
On, I'm sorry, brother. Why did you say Wonder Twins? Who used that reference anymore?
He did.
What
he called us the Wonder Twins.
Well, yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and all type of stuff. I mean, he's in the corner with a Harry Potter suit on. What the hell?
Wow.
Hit the damn button, man.
you take my battleship.
No. Eddie just does things to people, and they say stuff, and I love this way that he makes them think and rethink and back up and go, shut up, I want to talk to you more.
I would prefer to make you tell yourself you're an asshole than I tell you that you're an asshole.
That's more fun.
I'd rather
but
tell you that you're an asshole.
I'd rather you,
you
say
it. That's what you do. But, Eddie, you know that's what you do. You lead him down the asshole trail. Listen, son, I'm walking down this trail right here. You know,
hey,
you know the road says asshole.
Okay. Wait a minute. Why are we telling it? Because they'll sit back and laugh at people he related to while they get got. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
He don't try to stop it.
Daryl loves that stuff. He's an instigator.
He is.
Daryl.
Yeah, I'm right here.
He is.
Harsh, but I do appreciate a good radio show. You know, and with Eddie on his rarest form, I love Eddie. Eddie embraces life like no other.
No, and then when Eddie gets to that point, I'm going to tell y'all what happens. Right before Eddie be getting ready to unfilter and snap, he go, "What's Sig? I know she got something to say."
Hey.
That's called the quiet before the storm. That's all. He said that.
That's exactly what it is.
No. We don't. Now listen, Trey and the Tay. You know, part of this what we do with the talk show stuff. I mean, it's very engaging, but it's also fun because you know, as you listen to Sig, you listen to Eddie. You know, you're gonna have people that call in. You got to let them have it. You got to control the show.
Sometimes you gotta let them have it. Sometimes you gotta.
I met Eddie the first time I called in. I met Eddie the first time I called in. So yeah, I understand.
Now,
wow.
Trey, you listening, brother?
Yeah, I'm right
Trey,
here. I'm listening to all of this that's
now,
going
listen,
on,
brother. You know, it's
a
blessing.
You get a pass.
You know,
I'm
sorry, baby. I love you to death, but no, all day long. Listen, Trey, listen, man. The women love your voice, but you can't be dumb. You be sexy and dumb. That's not a good look, brother.
Okay, for real. Because if you say something stupid, I'm going to be like, oh, wait a minute. Hell no. See, clearly, you don't know what statistics are. Apparently, you don't know the rules of football. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get you. I lied when I said you get a pass. My character won't let you get a pass.
I know but, that's right. I know that's right.
Do we even care about the rules of football? I mean, as long as the brothers are looking nice in the pants, do
oh
we even
my
care about
no?
You know,
you know what? No, they don't look no
care.
In football. I'm not gonna lie, all those damn pads, they don't look sexy in a pair of pants. I just want to sit in the locker room though while they change clothes and
oh
Lord for that
God.
Moment.
Hey,
yo,
no,
hold up, this is the
okay.
Man up show.
Okay.
Hold up, Hold up, ladies.
Time out,
fellas, ladies. I'm sorry.
We're
talking
about men.
We're talking about nobody else's junk in the trunk. I don't give a damn. This is the Man of Trump show. Fellas, are you with me on this one? Hello, how are you?
Y'all literally just made the man down talk show because my man went down when soon she started talking about the bag on.
You have run people off
you
the show. I am not going to rank from you.
I thought we were leaving 2013 behind us. Dad, yeah. Eddie, I thought we were going forward 2014. Where are we at, man?
We are going forward. In 2014, I'm only going to look at sex and men with big boulders.
Well, damn, what about the financial status or the brain or anything?
Oh, that matters now.
No, I got me at the mall. I don't need nobody to have me at the mall. That's not what I need in my life.
Oh,
I need a view.
So hold up.
Oh, my Lord.
You got a test dummy.
Oh, my Lord.
I just need a good view. I need some eye candy. I need something that's going to make me stop and think
Jesus.
And forget my own damn name. I love my man.
You know what? Daryl, please help me out here, brother. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Okay,
hey,
no, seriously. Wait a minute. Everybody, we're talking about, we're going to leave. We're going to behave. We're going to leave this person behind. We're going to not do this. We're not going to not. What are you going to do personally? Because let's be honest. We're all our own worst critics if we're honest about ourselves. Yep. And we're not living in the delusion that we are all this and all that.
True.
And honestly, there are some things that we do to ourselves personally. Let's put it on the table. Be in touch with our feelings. There are some things we do to ourselves personally that we need to leave behind. Spilling.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I respect that. That's a good question, personally. Now I know we all have a big list of stuff, but individually, let's spin around the room. Daryl, Daryl, scratch that. I want to take it to Mr. Sexy Man, Mr. Trey.
Yes,
I want to hear him.
I need to leave him behind.
Mr. Sexy Man.
He said behave. Okay, come on. His name is Trey, and we are behaving. And it sounds funny for you to call him Sexy Man. I just want to say that.
I'm comfortable who I am. I'm sexy all day. I'm good.
That's right, bro.
Own it.
Oh, man. Damn, I'm going to leave it behind, or I'm going to just stop fucking
personal.
With irrelevant people.
No. You,
no,
personal. What are you going to leave behind for yourself?
Oh, self?
You can leave it close. That'd be nice. Now let me stop.
Oh, so you know what? Let him answer the question.
Okay, I'm going to rehab. I love my man. Go ahead. Go. What do you leave behind personally?
Love your man.
Honestly, that's a good question.
If you're listening, she loves you.
Honestly, that's a good question. I got to say, I got to get more on it, you know, be more on the grind. Stop being lazy at times, you know, if you want to be successful.
Stop being lazy. There you go.
That's it. If you want to be successful, you got to be on it at all times.
There you go.
Cool. Ooh, that was,
stop being lazy,
that was
be on the grind. I love it.
Yes.
See, I knew 6 hours do the analyzation of the answer.
Come on, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Next.
Down.
Uh-huh. All right. Something that personally leaving behind in the past year that I'm not taking with me this year is that I have to be, and I think I already said it when I did my initial on this one, need to be more proactive. Instead of waiting on others to do things, it's time for me to do it myself.
Cool.
You got to be the change that you want to see. So for me, it's time just to get in there, dig in, and then punch that fool in the gut and keep it moving.
Amen. Yeah. There you go.
In the gut? That's harsh.
I know, that's right.
It might be hard, but it fits.
Eddie?
It's harsh. Edward?
Yo. Me, I what I'm leaving behind is my ability to question my self-worth.
Thank you.
Mm. That's an issue that I have. I knock my self worth, and that's what I got to leave behind in 2013. I got to think more highly and that I'm worth what I am worth, as opposed to, like I said, questioning my self worth. So that's what I got to leave.
There you go, brother. Amen. Amen. I guess me, I'm leaving mediocrity behind. Straight up, I'm not accepting nothing average about myself or people around me. If you're trying to be who average, don't fuck with me. Real talk. That's it. If you're inspired to do good things in your life and make every day count, then you can talk to me. If you want to accept being average, then we can't have a conversation. That's just, I'm leaving behind mediocrity.
Cool.
So what we got next?
Okay, I'll jump in. So it's the Tay and Sig, and then we pretty much went around the table.
Yeah, I will jump in. I am leaving behind other people's comments and opinions about Natay, about my situation, about whatever I'm doing. If you don't like it, too bad. Pray about it. Keep your mouth shut. I don't care. I'm rolling this year. That's it.
The family motto is we going to punch them suckers in the gut. That's it.
I love it.
I love it.
That's for my
entire
family. We're punching them in the gut. It's a gut punch
in the gut
for us.
Anyway, move that along. Siggy!
Yes.
Darling. Time for you to answer, darling. And
okay.
Wait, I want to say one thing. Wait, Sig, before you answer, to Sig's man, she loves you very, very much.
Yes. Because I know that's going to be a conversation. Anyway.
Y'all missing what she's doing. She's convincing herself that she loves her real man. She ain't talking about the dude that's... Y'all don't know my sister by now? She convinced herself she loves her own man.
That's my disclaimer for real, seriously.
Yeah,
and I'm not giving that up. I need my disclaimers. For me, I am hard on myself. I can tell everybody else do this and do that and keep it moving. Believe it or not, I can make a decision for you a whole lot better than I can for me. I'm going to stop second guessing myself decisions.
Good one.
That's a good one.
Definitely needed. I'm glad you said that on the air, so I can refer you to the archive.
No, seriously, because you guys know I retired design, whatever, and I've been second-guessing that. I'm like, damn, I need to take my ass back to my office and act like I care. But that's not where I want to be. And I made the decision. I'm keeping moving, and life goes on. If it's a bad decision, fuck everybody. It's my bad decision.
Amen. It's your decision.
Yeah, like, you can't respect the script. I'm just asking a question.
Listen, first of all, what you guys said was profound and to the point. And that's really what this all is about, the Man Up program, what my brother Edward L. Fairley does outside. It's a spectrum of who we are. We just put it on the table, the Every Woman Talk Show, the Game Show Talk Show, and just, you know, and many other things that's out there. I mean, I really appreciate being around people like, you know, family here, because you guys helped me just put it on the table. That's it, you know, and I love y'all for that, man. And that's why I took the attitude I took in this year to put it on the table, and that's why Daryl did what he's doing right now on the council. But Eddie's about to just do what he always does, try to take over the world.
I'm just trying to change it. I don't want to take over. I just want to change it, man. Damn it, let's go. Hold on, damn it, it's a takeover, baby. This is a takeover. Try it, y'all. It's gotta be the takeover. Didn't you ever watch Pinky and the Damn Brain? It's a takeover. Exactly. Pinky, right here. Pinky, right here. Pinky on my brain. I thought about the same thing, but that little damn, and I was like, this is a takeover. In order to change the world, you got to take it over to make it over.
All right, I'll take that. Okay.
You know, and it's kind of profound you said that because, you know, we all want to be a part of the world. Why can't we try to make change? So that's why you have history, and that's why we have moments like Martin Luther King. Men like that have changed the world and changed what happened.
Yes.
Because, you know, they changed what happened. They changed the outcome because of their thinking. So, you know, for the listeners of listening, do not deter from your vision or your dreams. You do not deter from it. Go forward. Just fuck everybody else. Excuse the young listeners that are listening. Please excuse me, but y'all have heard worse in school, so keep it real.
They said worse. Let's keep it real.
You know, so let's stop all this trying to coddle. You know, the kids have said more worse than we've ever said out here. So let's just keep it funky, you know. So at the end of the day, kids, stop the bullshit. Y'all know what y'all supposed to do. You have great parents. That if they're talking to you or questioning you and what you're doing, it's not that they're getting on your ass. It's the fact that they care about you. Any parent that don't ask you a question, who don't question what you're doing, is not a real parent. And I'm saying that. That's real talk. And if parents want to call and challenge me, please do that, because I'm pretty sure my team and the law and the family, we'll go at you all day long. Because every parent on this panel will talk and ask questions to their kids. If you don't ask the question or challenge them, then you're not a fucking parent. Excuse my language. You know what? Now, I ain't pissed. Excuse it. Damn it. It really is what it is at the end of the day. I'm sorry. Daryl, take over. I'm getting angry, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You got rubbed off on him.
That was just awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
It's all y'all, man.
There's no reason to be sorry. You just said it like it is and not how it might be. You apologize for that at all. My God, we have had a excellent show because we're getting close to that hour. And we want everybody to be able to get their last thoughts in really, really well. So I think we'll start with Trey, and then we'll work our way around. Trey, you have any closing thoughts you want to leave with the people for tonight?
Thank you very much for this platform and this opportunity, and just for all you listeners out there, hey, just be on your grind. You know, as long as you grind, you get what you deserve.
I know that's right, brother.
Well said,
brother.
Well said,
amen.
Man. Well said.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You know, Natay, my baby cousin I love so much.
And I love
you
too.
Give us some food for thought until Tuesday. Give us something to eat off of.
You know what? All I have to say to the listeners out there is that yesterday is dead and gone. Today and tomorrow is a new day. Forgive yourself for what you didn't do, the mistakes you made, and just keep looking forward. You know, trust God and keep it moving. Wipe your tears, get off the floor, stop crying, keep it moving. And I also want to remind y'all that the Every Woman Talk Show is coming back on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to hear from you. Woo-hoo! Give us a call at 646-478-4507 and talk to us.
All right. Yes, okay, Sig, also,
yes.
Might I say one more thing? Sig, man, she loves you. Very, very much. let's give him something to Tuesday, baby.
Okay, I just want to say the Man Up Talk Show, I love the platform. I love the way that the show's grown, the relationship that we have, and just to show you how much the Man Up Talk Show means to our listeners, we're going to go ahead and give you guys the female version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Can't wait.
Amen.
We're going to do this on Tuesday. And on Monday, Sports Talk Show will be back with a new host. I'm going to behave. And for real, my man know I love him. He know I don't have good sense. He know anything will come out of my mouth at any moment. And I just give credit what credit is due. And boy, your mama did good work because a man can't make a sound like that.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
More fun day. And don't forget on Tuesday we're talking about resolutions. So we want to hear about your resolutions, your fake resolutions, your real resolutions, and the stuff you have just come up and created. Okay, so we want to hear from you on Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
Awesome.
All right. That's
going down.
That's Tuesday.
Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's it. Until Tuesday at 7, from 7 to 8:30.
All right.
Buckle up because these four dynamic ladies, Umi, Jackie, Nate, and the Siggy Special, coming at y'all.
Yeah.
Half and a half. Y'all need to get it in. That's what I'm talking about.
And don't forget to tell them that we're fabulous and fun. We fine, too, right, Sig? Tell them. We are. Y'all can go on Facebook and check us out now.
Yes, y'all are.
We ain't just sisters with voice.
That's right. That reminds me. That picture, I have to say it because I lost a bet. I'm wearing pajamas.
Oh.
You wearing pajamas? What?
Those are pajamas.
Well, you know what? Behind the scenes, behind the scenes. Let's go. Eddie?
I had to say
it
in public.
Oh, this
is. Let me look at the picture.
Eddie, closer. We need Eddie closing remarks behind the scenes of this one. Eddie, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. Please go.
You want me to go?
Yes, please go.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna take it from where Nate started. You'll never see a yesterday, and you'll never see a tomorrow. So make sure you do what you gotta do today. It's impossible to ever see it tomorrow because every time you wake up, it's today. You'll never see a yesterday. So make sure you do what you gotta do today, every day.
And that's it.
Damn.
That was good.
Damn. Damn. Damn, brother. I thought you was a Dalai Lama. I thought you was Dalai Lama right there.
You so stupid.
Damn.
The Dalai Lama
that was very, that was very profound.
That was some deep shit right there. The Dalai Lama fan.
Yeah, so I only smoke weed. I want to grab a hookah and put some herbs.
Damn.
Y'all got issues.
Damn.
Back,
I work for a government job. I'm sorry.
Y'all are a mess.
Woo! Woo! Hold on, I got a quick caller on the line. Let me see what happened. A quick caller.
I heard there was a bet going on. I am standing on the roof of this building so I can get some signal.
He just moved
the
whole show.
So, I'm
so at the end of the show, here you come.
No,
that's okay.
No, jump,
Thomas. You got a signal. Hurry up. Y'all dead bastards.
Hey, Thomas, you blocking somebody's DirecTV channels. If you don't get your ass off that roof.
Somebody told me what the hell happened to the TV.
So this is what you do at NAACP.
You're not supposed to tell anyone that. This is supposed to be all like...
Oh, God.
Okay, wait a minute, because we're going to run out of time. Thomas. Lorenzo
so
Reynolds.
Where the hell you been?
What do you mean?
What? I heard there was a bet, and I heard I had to get back on, so I climbed up to the roof of this building where I get one bar.
Yo,
wait
hurry
a minute.
Up.
He Clarence Thomas me. He said, what do you mean where I've been? Because your ass ain't been online the whole time.
Hold on. Stop being a politician, damn it. Hold up. Listen, closing remarks, damn it.
What do you mean where I've been?
Closing remarks.
Thomas,
all right.
Closing remarks.
Enjoy your week. For all the ladies, we have an event in Montclair. Bury My Ashes at Bergdorf, a movie screening with a Bobby Brown coming to do makeup. On Thursday, the 28th, 29th, whatever the Thursday is, over at the Loft in Montclair. But besides that, you know, just enjoy your week. Make the best of 2014. And I'm looking for leaving what I left in 2013 and doing bigger things in 2014.
Yeah, awesome.
Good.
Good. Listen, Darryl. I got less than 2 minutes, brother. Your closing remarks, and you know, I got to play this song for all of us because y'all epitomize what I have to say.
All right, let me make this quick. I'm going to make this real fast. To each and every one of you out here, it's been a wonderful event. It's been a wonderful night. It's great to be back with everybody. Got to thank Trey, Shane, Natay, Eddie, me, Tom, Nash, the Hawk. This is the Lacey 2014. We're doing bigger and better. Uli Jackson, we're going to do it bigger. We're going to do it better. Shadow World Radio, we can't wait. For those of you who reside in the city of Orange, live in its East Ward, it's time for us to come together to do what we need to do, not only for ourselves, but for our children and for the future of our community. So that's about it for me for tonight. And God bless you. Have a great week. Enjoy the MLK weekend. Remember, this is a weekend about a man with a dream. This is not just to go out and have a good time. So let's keep Martin and Martin's dream alive by being active in our communities and doing what we need to do. I'm done.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Listen, it's been beautiful. I mean, I kind of reiterate what everything Darryl said. I totally love all our co-hosts, all our future and the new network. Trey, brother, hold down North Carolina. Eddie, I know you already got Virginia on lock already. We're with you, brother. Sig, I know you're holding down Georgia. We love you very much. Listen, and the rest of the family, the Tay, I'm very excited about the Ugly Woman Show, the Game Show Talk Show. You know, of course, the root of it, like always, and Daryl and Tom. Listen, man, I really appreciate all you guys, and I'm blessed and honored. And but you know, at the end of the day, y'all said some things about leaving 13 behind. I heard a song by R. Kelly, his new album. He said, "Shut up." He's basically telling the people that doubt what you do in life, don't make your past your future. So whatever you did in the past that may be negative, don't let people remind you and say, hey, this is your future. Live your life. Don't let them bring you down. Do what you have to do for yourself and keep going forward. So once again, we love everybody, appreciate everybody, and we're going to end it off with this song right here. It's basically telling the captain, 2013, shut up, and all everybody else is. We're cutting up right here tonight. So tune in Monday night, the Game Song program, Tuesday to Every Woman's Square. So we're going to call in both of those shows. We're going to harass y'all. We're going to show our ass. So basically, 13, shut up. Everybody else, kiss our ass. I'm going to say some other words, but kids are probably listening. I don't want to say something else, but I don't want to get smacked either. But listen, shut up, go forward, and enjoy your life. Please enjoy your life, and God bless all of you. Love you guys, y'all. Seriously. Good night, everyone.
Love you, man.
Good night.
Good night.
You guys.
This song goes out to all the people out there that be running their mouth, and they don't know what the hell they saying. Shut up. Now that I've got my voice back, let me start off by saying that I appreciate the fans around the world that had my back. And I just want to thank God upstairs for keeping his hands on me and keeping all the doctors focused through my surgery. Now, there's a couple of things I gotta get off my chest, some serious issues that I must address. So, well, let's just get right to it. People say that I was done, said there was no way this time he's gonna overcome. And even before the doctors were done and I could awake, a tsunami of rumors had come to wipe my career away. After 22 years of a blessed career, it had me lying in my hospital bed crying mad tears. Ooh-hoo. But just as I had many people hating me, I had so many people loving me. And let's not forget the sword around the world covering me. And to everybody that be calling me, telling me what they be saying about me, bringing me all of this negative shit. Y'all the ones I ain't fucking with. Time for me to evaluate the people that I let up in my space. Can I get a witness to all of this? When people all up in your business, tell them, shut up. Tell them, shut up. Tell them, shut up. Tell them, oh, shut up. Tell them all, shut up. And tell them, I'm talking to you. He's washed up, he's lost it, he ain't got it no more. Well, I'm here to tell you today, boy, you haters are so slow. And it saddens me to know some of y'all want me to go away. But when it's time for me to go, my God is gonna orchestrate it up. Until then, I will accept the stones, pray and just try to get along. But sometimes it's so hard for me to be strong. I got kids and I'm trying to love them. So many things I'm trying to juggle, but I never thought this music would become my struggle. Oh, the news that I lost my house, my own people put me down, and my friends no longer around. Oh, but you see deep underneath the surface, and I feel something's working. In my behalf, a victory is near, yeah. See, my future ain't my past, it's not the end of the hourglass. Who said it would not last? Fans sick day. Tell them, shut up, shut up, shut up. Tell them, shut up, I'm talking to you. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. If you're talking about, I'm talking to you. Now seriously, after all these hits and melodies and memories, you compare me to someone else. OMG. Now no offense to the other artists, but come on dawg, let's be honest, how many babies been made off me? OMG. Seriously, you gon' act like that, sit there like it ain't no truth to that, looking at me like I ain't talking stats. OMG. Every boy, every girl, every child around the world, from the 90s up until the day was made off me. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Shut up, 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 shut up
I just want to say, once again, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We love you guys. And basically, to the naysayers and to our believers, we love you. And that without our blessings, God has been the most important place in us. So we thank you. And naysayers, kiss our ass. Real talk. It's going down. Down, Eddie. Hey, we love you guys. Listen, I'm just telling you, you know, they need to shut the fuck up. We out.
That's my song, too.
Y'all say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Good. Yeah, yeah, goodnight. Peace.
Goodnight.
Yo, call me.